The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
What's up, everybody? This is End Time Headlines, and we welcome you to the broadcast today. Again, if this is your first time joining us here on Facebook Live, let us know in the comment section below that you are new to the broadcast and where you guys are joining us from. We always love to hear from all of our new viewers and our first-time viewers and where you guys, it's always interesting to us to see where you guys are coming in from, where you're joining us from on these broadcasts. So again, I'm Ricky Scabrell, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And today, we've got one of the most interesting and I'd say hair-raising titles and topics that I have probably discussed in a long time. So I put this together over the last 2 to 3 days. I think the information you're about to hear, that you're about to see, if you've never heard of this, if you've never studied this, is quite chilling, but it's very important to discuss nevertheless. So let's get after this thing. We've got a lot of PowerPoint pictures that we want to show you today. We've got a lot of information that we want to show you today. So let's go right into the scripture. I want to get started by going to the book of Romans chapter 1, verses 28 and 32. While this is coming up on the screen, and if you have a Bible, you can turn there with me and follow along with me. I'm going to give you the title of this thing, and it's called, Will CERN, C-E-R-N, and China Open the Gates of Hell? Will CERN and China open the gates of hell? Just hang with me for a little bit, and we'll get right into what we're talking about. Romans 1:28 through 32, the backdrop of this, the Apostle Paul is giving us a description of what the condition is of mankind that will ultimately lead to the wrath of God, and what I believe to be ultimately at the end of this thing, the tribulation period, where all hell is unleashed upon the earth, literally, and then the great white throne judgment, where every human being that is not found in the Lamb's Book of Life will be judged there. And of course, if their name is not found in that book, their ultimate fate will be the lake of fire that burns for eternity. But here he tells you that these individuals that did not like to retain God in their knowledge, this is Romans 1, 28 through 32, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. The New King James says debased, King James says reprobate, to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. I want you to remember that. They are whispers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters. And I've highlighted this one particular group of individuals. Look at this. Inventors of evil things. I want everybody to kind of mumble this to yourself or maybe even say this out loud. Inventors of evil things. If you have a Bible, you can underline that because that's exactly where we're going today. And then, of course, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Again, inventors of evil things. What you're looking at on your screen right here, if you're watching the visual of this, if you're not, I'll describe this to you as best I can for those who are listening by podcast. This is what's called the Large Hadron Collider, or the acronym is the LHC. This device is phenomenal, to say the least. It is a massive gravitational system that has the capacity and is composed of what is said to be 9,600 super magnets, which are 100,000 times more powerful than the gravitational pull of Earth, that ignite protons around a circular track at mind-boggling speeds. this device, which was started up several years ago, located in Geneva, Switzerland. This is headed up by multiple scientists, physicists, and so forth. Fired this thing up, and we're going to give you more details on that in just a second.
This is the European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN. CERN is home to half of the world's particle physicists and the biggest particle hunting machine that has ever been built. The Large Hadron Collider, or LHC. Inside this pipe, two beams of protons are sent hurtling around a nearly 17-mile loop before being smashed together to create subatomic particles. It recreates the conditions that existed just after the Big Bang.
The Big Bang was an explosion that happened at the beginning of the universe when all matter was created. So this is the year zero, and if we draw a line here...
From this point, the universe expanded, getting cooler, with its energy dispersing.
To where we are in the universe now, where humans exist, that's 14 billion years.
Our sun was formed 9 billion years ago, while the first stars formed over 8 billion years earlier. But the LHC is able to look even further back in time to when all that existed were the fundamental building blocks of the universe. Particles.
So in a way, the Large Hadron Collider is like a time machine trying to create the conditions that happened just in the few millionths of a second after the Big Bang to see what particles existed when the energy density of the universe was really, really high.
At the moment of collision, the energy is converted into mass in the form of thousands of particles. Although most will be ones we already know about, the hope is that undiscovered particles might also be created that could help explain some of the mysteries of how the universe was formed.
They stopped with it, and then they are... This year, 2022, they are going to start this thing back up and attempt to reach, quote, the edge of physics. Right here on your screen, I want to show you, if you're watching this visually, this is the circumference, the diameter, the dimensions of where this is. Again, this is in Geneva, Switzerland, CERN, located at CERN. You can see that right there on your screen, C-E-R-N. This is where this is located. This is where this experiment will take place, or has been, and will continue to take place. Once again, it will be fired back up, this Large Hadron Collider, after a three-year shutdown, will attempt to push the limits of physics in order, quote, to increase our knowledge of the universe. But it goes much deeper than this. So I'm gonna read to you, I'm gonna pull up some information that I have done a lot of research on this, and we're gonna talk about this. Back in 2016, when this thing was going when this thing was operational, the dynamics of this thing, the fear factor that's involved, the unknown, the what ifs, was so incredible that even the Wall Street Journal wrote an entire article, and I'm going to put this up on your screen so you can see this. And this was the title of it. Again, this is not from a conspiracy theory site, or a website or a blog that posts hyperbole or fear mongering. This is from the Wall Street Journal, and it says, quote, CERN is seeking secrets of the universe, or maybe opening the portals of hell. Again, the Wall Street Journal is not a Christian publication, guys. It is not an end times eschatological publication. Yet it says, again, CERN is seeking secrets of the universe, or maybe opening the portals of hell. Operators of the Large Hadron Collider gear up to battle conspiracy theories. So there was so much concern that was centered around this thing that the Wall Street Journal deemed it to be necessary to come out and try to refute or calm people down. Again, this 17-mile subterranean loop beneath the France-Switzerland border near Geneva that smashes particles at nearly the speed of light. CERN, which is the European Organization for Nuclear Research, operates the world's largest particle physics lab, and the LHC, or this Large Hadron Collider, is a, quote, atom smasher, in which it attempts to generate antimatter, which is invisible. In 2012, CERN scientists were able to trap antimatter and observe the Higgs boson, or quote, God particle. How many's ever heard of the God particle? If you haven't, that's okay. We're going to talk about this more, which they believe. Now, listen to this. This is where it gets frightening. They believe that this could unlock the secrets of how the universe was created and support the, quote, Big Bang theory of how an invisible universe, wide field gave mass to all matter right after the, quote, Big Bang. Again, that's the evolutionary atheistic perception of how the world began, the universe began, creation came about. They don't conceive the idea of in the beginning was God, and God spoke and it happened. Okay. So these agnostic, atheists, anti-God scientists, astrophysicists, and all these individuals are coming together in a joint effort to try, listen to this, to reenact the Big Bang. Again, to, quote, unlock the secrets of the universe. Now you're saying, well, what could possibly go wrong with that? Right. That's the whole preface of what we're saying here today. And by the way, this is the Times of Israel. So I want to give them credit for putting this piece together. I'm giving you a lot of excerpts from this article, and we're putting in some other research that we have. Now, CERN. And again, this was written back. This was dated 2 years ago. This was in October of 2020. Listen to this. CERN is proposing to build an even larger $21 billion super collider. That's, again, let me pull this back up. I'm going to show you. That is what this is. That is what was just announced, that is going to, this is what's going to fire up this year, this, quote, $21 billion. And by the way, who's funding this? Have you ever asked yourself that? How did we come up? How did they get $21 billion to create this super collider? All in the efforts, listen to this, in search of the God particle. But here's what's interesting, guys. Some scientists have warned and brought up much caution against this, warning that this could produce everything from a black hole or a parallel universe or open portals to interdimensions. Much of this controversy was, for example, let me read some of this. In fact, in 2014, renowned scientist Stephen Hawking issued a stern warning. This is right up here on the screen, by the way, you can read this. In his book, Starmus, that the God particle may end up, listen to this quote, destroying the universe. A concern shared by many other physicists. The main worry is the creation of these microscopic black holes that would grow and eventually decay the Earth from inside. Let me give you another one. Quote, although CERN scientists try to reassure that these black holes would not destroy the universe, British astronomer Sir Martin Rees agrees with Hawking, and by the way, he's not the only one that agrees with him, that, quote, this is, ready for this? This gave me chills when I put this together, when I was researching this. He's warning that, quote, this may open a Pandora's box and unleash high energy, strange matters. Whoa, stop. I want you to remember that. Open Pandora's box. And when you go into the details of what he warned about, he talks about once this Pandora's box is opened, you can't put what comes out of it back in the box. You can't close the box. Number one. Number two, he said, there's a fear of unleashing high energy, strange matters. Now, what are we talking about? We're going to get more into that in a minute. There are, quote, very unstable and cause a, quote, catastrophic vacuum decay that would lead time and space to total collapse. And by the way, this is not the only controversy surrounding this. One incident that took back that happened back in 2016 on a Friday night on June 16, 2016, CERN began the quote awake AWAKE or Advanced Wakefield Experiment project to accelerate charged particles, and coincidentally 10 days later a photographer Christophe Soares, I believe that's how you pronounce his name. If I slaughtered it, forgive me. Again, this is on his Twitter page, put an online series of photos where he actually captured these images on your screen above CERN. This was caught above CERN. This was on a Friday night. He called it a, quote, small supercell that took shape over Geneva. During these experiments, okay, this is not the only thing, guys. Let me give you another article. Quote, something terribly new goes bump in data yet to be confirmed by Atlas detector. Now, this is talking about CERN. This is talking about this large Hadron collider, this experiment. Quote, scientists at the CERN nuclear physics lab near Geneva are investigating whether a, quote, bizarre and unexpected new particle popped into existence. During experiments at the Large Hadron Collider. In other words, again, during the experiment, something bizarre, something unexpected, what they're calling a new particle generated. Researchers on the machine's multi-purpose compact muon solenoid CMS detector have spotted curious bumps in their data that may be the calling card of a, quote, unknown particle that has more than twice the mass of carbon atom. The prospects of such a mysterious particle has baffled physicists as much as it has excited them. At the moment, none of their favorite theories of reality include the particle, though many theorists are now hard at work on models that do. Now, is anybody alarmed by that? And again, when these physicists are unlocking and generating things that are baffling them, that are unknown, that are mysterious, that are bizarre, that are unexpected. Friends, they are, and again, I'm going to tell you what they're doing. They're doing exactly what I blogged about. And that is, I put this up on our Facebook page the other night. These scientists and physicists are breaching what I call the boundaries of God's natural order of God's creation. Listen, here's another headline. Experiment at CERN makes the first observation of, quote, rare events producing three massive force carriers simultaneously. Again, that was a headline. Here's another one. A staged human sacrifice took place at CERN, quote, the home, what they call the home of the God particle. I'm going to pull this out here for a second. I'm going to read this here. The European Organization for Nuclear Research at CERN has launched a thorough investigation. This was back in August of 2016, when a video surfaced at night on the very campus where these experiments take place, depicting a mock ritual human sacrifice. Again, this video surfaced, it was generated, and it caused all kinds of chatter on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, all over the internet. The video circulated online shows several individuals in black cloaks gathered in a main square at Europe's top physics labs in what appears to be a reenactment of an occult ceremony. The video included the staged stabbing of a woman, and in the film, from the perspective of a secret viewer watching from a window above who, as the ceremony reaches its climax, lets out a string of explicit there's language, and flees the camera running. The ceremony appears to have been staged in front of a statue that we're going to talk more about in just a second. There's a statue right on the property of this. It's very significant. We're going to talk about that. And this ceremony took place there. Quote, these scenes were filmed on our premises, but without official permission or knowledge, according to a CERN spokeswoman that was released by a press release and an email. So in other words, they were doing damage control. Quote, CERN does not condone this type of spoof, which can give rise to misunderstandings about the, quote, scientific nature of our work. So I don't want to get into the conspiracy theory aspect of this, but some still claim it was that, again, this is not my opinion, but some say that it was not a staged event, but it was an actual real sacrifice. Now, I don't want to get into that aspect of that because we could go back and forth and spend a lot of time on that. But I'm just telling, somebody say weird stuff. Weird stuff is happening at this location. But listen to this. Look, watch this. Even more stuff. Now, this was in November of 2016. So a lot of stuff happened in 2016 when they fired this thing up. Look at this headline, quote, Large Hadron Collider caused huge earthquakes in Italy, according to a new shocking claim. The new super high energy experiments at CERN could have been responsible for the huge earthquakes that struck in Italy back in August and this month, according to at least some who they claim to be conspiracy theorists. Videos uploaded to YouTube claim the awake experiment being piloted by CERN there in Switzerland could have triggered the earthquakes that killed more than 200 people in central Italy in August and destroyed buildings in a similar area this month. Now, before we write these people off as conspiracy theorists are crazy to even say that it is not remotely possible for this thing to generate earthquakes is just arrogant and naive. Guys, when you're tapping into atoms and dark matter, are you kidding me? When you're trying to reenact something that you call the God particle and trying to reenact the Big Bang, and you actually question anyone that approaches and brings up red flags that say that this is generating earthquakes, this is causing anomalies to happen in the heavens with the weather, it's causing strange apparitions to appear in the facility. By the way, you can search and you can do online search and research videos. They're all out there where workers there, there was a report, multiple reports of some of the workers there working on this thing that were left terrified because of strange apparitions that were seen at the facility. And you got, again, renowned scientists and physicists that have been warning that we are treading on dangerous ground when we're messing with this stuff. But look, but I got to tell you, there's more to this. Remember these, I want to show you, let me pull this back up here. These strange photos that was posted by this photographer back in 2016, that shows these strange cloud formation electrical activities above the CERN complex. This stirred major controversy about portals in the sky in light of the fact that the LHC has detected, quote, many black holes while smashing the particles, which could indicate parallel universe and extra dimensions. Now, I don't know about you. Listen, I'm a big movie buff, and I've said this before. One of my weaknesses is I like movies, especially sci-fi movies. Now, there was a movie, But I question whether the premise of the movie was based on this right here. But there was a movie out there, and don't ask me when it was produced, because I don't know that. I could probably pull it up. I know it was directed by Stephen King, but it was called The Mist, M-I-S-T, The Mist. And now they did a spinoff of it and did a whole Netflix series called The Mist, but there was a movie called The Mist. And the premise of that movie was the U.S. military and the government were in conjunction together and began to conduct experiments. Hello. And in the result of these experiments, they opened, or they tapped into inner dimensions, portals. And when they did this, when they opened these portals in these other dimensions, they allowed demons and creatures from the very pits of hell to come into our world. And again, I know that's based on Hollywood, but this is the very thing that some of these, and guys, I know when it comes to, you know, this kind of information and the information that physicists know and scientists know, it is definitely out of my league and is way over my pay grade. So I'm not going to sit here and attempt to even try to explain all that. But listen, when these guys are warning that through these unparalleled, unprecedented experiments, we could actually tear a hole in the universe somehow or open portals to other dimensions, what do you think they're talking about? Now, I know they're atheists and they're agnostics and they probably don't believe in demons and they probably don't believe in heaven and they probably don't believe in hell. But I'm going to tell you, for us believers, when I hear that, that tells me, that rings alarms to me that they could actually open the very portals of hell. And it's interesting, and I'm going to show you this in a minute. When you get to the book of Revelation, there's some strange stuff in the book of Revelation that John wrote in 95 AD that we have tried to comprehend and we've tried to discern and we've tried to interpret for thousands of years. And now I'm going to move on. Of course, the religious community is highly suspicious of certain activities and question many things surrounding this place. For example, let's just pull this up. Let me get down here. What you're looking at here on your screen, and again, I will tell you guys on podcasts that are listening, is this is the Hindu god Shiva. And I just happened to pull this up here and put it on the screen so you could see it for yourself. If you go to do a Google search on this, look up the word Shiva, S-H-I-V-A, Wikipedia immediately. It's one of the top probably five searches that are generated or results. Shiva is, quote, known as the destroyer, the god of destruction. Now you say, okay, what is that now? Now the image that you're seeing, the next slide, this picture right here, is actually at the CERN headquarters outside of the very facility, the very building, and the very headquarters of CERN. That, my friends, is the Hindu god Shiva sitting right there on the property. The god of destruction. Hello, the god of destruction. By the way, this same idol god is the same one that was also projected in New York City on the Empire State Building, what, a few years ago in America. This idol god Shiva, Hindu god Shiva, god of destruction, is prominently displayed outside of the LHC. And here's where it gets even more. And by the way, if you think I'm blowing a bunch of smoke here, go to CERN's actual website. Go there today. Research this. And this is what you're going to come up with. Because so many people questioned them that they had to put a question and answer section on their website. And I happened to pull it up, and this is what it says. Quote, why does CERN have a statue of Shiva? And here's what it says. Quote, the Shiva statue was a gift from India to celebrate its association with CERN, which started in the 1960s and remains strong today in the Hindu religion. Lord Shiva practiced Nataraj dance. I don't even know how you pronounce that, which symbolizes life force, according to the Hindu religion. Again, that is on CERN's website. Oh, and it gets a little bit more interesting. Let me just note this for you. CERN just so happens to be located in a place that was once called Apollicum, I believe that's how you pronounce that. In Greek, it's where we get the word Apollyon. Wow. And in the Greek, guess what it means? Destroyer or destruction. Whoa. Hold on. We've got to stop here and we've got to back up and talk about this. Are you kidding me? Again, this area where CERN is located, was called Apollyon, and I may have mispronounced that, but nevertheless, the root of this is Apollyon. In fact, it's where a temple existed in the honor of Apollyon, the destroyer. And the Romans believed that it was a, listen to this, a gateway to the underworld. Come on, guys, you can't make this stuff up. And we'll talk more about that. I'm going to get more into this underworld and Apollyon in just a second. Because there is so much I want to give you in this information that your brain is going to be hurting by the time this thing is over with. Let's talk about this. Let me pull this up. This is the actual, this is the flag of CERN. This flag is flying out there right on their headquarters, right there where this facility is. That is the, again, research it. I'm not making this stuff up. It sounds so crazy. It sounds like we're making this stuff up, but I'm not making this stuff up. Go and check it out. Look at this flag and you'll discover the CERN logo is three intertwined sixes. You see it there? You got one, two, three sixes. Hello, 666, Revelation 13. Here is wisdom. Calculate the number of the beast. His number is the number of man, 666. Why? Have you asked yourself that? Why? There is no logical reason for this, since none of the CERN facilities tunnels are not arranged like this. Who inspired this? Where did this come from? Oh, and by the way, this location is also the birthplace of the World Wide Web. Tim Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web in 1989 at CERN. Why? To allow scientists across the world to share data. Now, what's interesting about that is two things. One, the location in which it was founded, and three, World Wide Web. The acronym for World Wide Web is www, which happens if you take the Hebrew alphabet and you look at the Hebrew alphabet, each letter of the Hebrew alphabet has a numerical value. And it just so happens that the Hebrew numerical value of the letter W is 6. So anybody that understands this, when you read www, which again is the acronym for World Wide Web, when you read that acronym, www, it actually reads in Hebrew 666. So time out. You've got the CERN flag. It's got the three sixes in it. It just so happens that this is the same location that the World Wide Web was birthed out of, and it happens to be the acronym of, in the Hebrew alphabet, of 666. Again, guys, you can't make this stuff up. Here's some more stuff. On March 14, 2015, CERN released a strange occultic preview video titled Symmetry. Now, I can't play the video here live on Facebook, but you guys that are watching the rebroadcast of this, we're going to try to put this video in with this when it comes up on YouTube and on Rumble. So if you want to watch the video of this after it's done, we're going to try to put this video in. But let me give you a little bit of an excerpt or a cliff note of this video that was, again, released and published on March 14, 2015. The video, or the trailer, was filmed inside CERN and appeared to contain at least some occultic elements, suggestions of rebirth, falling into an abyss. Somebody say abyss. because we're going to talk about that in a minute, or even another plane of existence or time travel. In the video, there is a dance dedicated to destruction. There you go. Why wouldn't it, right? I mean, after all, you have the Hindu god of destruction dancing in the front of your facility on the very grounds and location of Apollyon. The weird and creepy occult dance of this video is extremely significant in light of the fact that the large statue, again, of Shiva is sitting outside the CERN complex, is seen performing this dance. Then on June 1st of 2016, the Gothard-based tunnel in Switzerland, which is the world's largest railway tunnel, marked its grand opening with an absolute bizarre, deep-rooted, occultic, satanic ceremony of significance. And again, I can't even play that whole video, but it's out there on YouTube because it's like an hour long. This ceremony was an hour long. And it featured a goat man. Hello, a goat man, which, by the way, if you don't know, that is Baphomet, very heavily in satanic rituals. In this ritual that's carried out at CERN in this tunnel, this goat man or Baphomet is seen where he dies and is resurrected and is worshipped. And he's given a crown, or he's kinged as king of the world. Other blatant, obvious occult references in the ceremony included the Eye of Providence, Lucifer, fallen angels, and many other things. Again, I can't even put the video up on our regular because it would be way too long. But again, you can go research it and you can see it. Now, let me finish. I want to go back to this, what we talked about earlier. Let me pull this back up here because I want to show you something. Again, I want to recap this. This location is located in a place in Roman times was called, in the Greek, where we get the root Apollyon, or destroyer. And again, the Romans believed this region or this area was a quote gateway to the underworld. And I want to remind you, listen to me, the Bible mentions a pit, P-I-T. It talks about abyss. In the Greek, it's abusos, abustos, the bottomless pit. In Hebrew, it's mentioned in the book of Genesis as the deep, D-E-P, the deep. Or in Hebrew, it's the Tahom. It's all the same thing, guys. The underworld, these chambers under the earth. Revelation 9, I'm going to pull this screen or this picture up. And then I'm going to recap something here. Revelation 9, verses 1 through 3. I'm going to refresh your memory on something real quick. Remember, many scientists, physicists, and others have warned that if something goes wrong with this experiment, that it could actually open portals, other dimensions. Now, have you ever read in Revelation 9, verses 1 through 3, this verse? And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven into the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. That, by the way, again, that's abyss. The bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth.
So the book of Revelation opens up the future for us. So in Revelation chapter number 9 and verse 1, the scripture says, "And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared to battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. They had hair as the hair of a woman, and were teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron. The sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tail. Their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Woe, one woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more. He spoke it into existence. They are finding things, and this is what's important for us to understand today. They are discovering things that they did not expect to discover as they get deeper and deeper into this experimentation and development and research and so forth. They are beginning to find out that there is a whole lot more to the creation than they had ever given thought to before. They're beginning to find out that there's something going on here that boggles the human mind. In one of their collisions, when they collided these particles together, they saw things. They were apparitions they didn't expect to see. They didn't fit in any model. They didn't fit anywhere. They don't belong. But they could not deny the reality of it. Something was going on inside there that they could not explain. And it was scary for them. For the scientist has his paper and his pencil and his books. And if it doesn't fit in his paper and his pencil and his books, it's out the window. They don't understand. They have a hard time accepting the fact that there is a spirit world out there. That spirit world was created by a spirit being. An almighty, eternal, absolute being that is from everlasting to everlasting, who put in me what I am today by the power of Almighty God and by the power of the new birth. But a scientist like that will never admit that, because that takes it out of his control and his power. He's got to be able to demonstrate his theory and put it into motion. But anyway, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I want to leave this with you. I want you to think about what I'm saying. Stephen Hawking, and a theoretical physicist, has warned these people, you are about to open Pandora's box. And once you open Pandora's box, you cannot put back in what came out of that box.
Isn't it interesting that the Bible said that there would be inventors of evil things? And now we have, I want to just remind you, and by the way, let me show you this article, and then I'm going to close and talk about this in just a second. But CERN is not the only one that is pushing the boundaries of God's natural laws and orders. You have China now that has created what they call an artificial sun that is said to burn 5 times hotter than the real thing. Again, what could possibly go wrong? I mean, it's not like China has a bad track record of performing experiments and things go wrong and everybody else pays the price. Hello. So are you kidding me? So, and then I didn't pull this up because I could have talked about this. But then you've got what's called CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R. And this is an organization that is doing the genetic hybrids. They are taking DNA strands and they are morphing it and they are editing it and they are creating things outside of God's natural order and law. And this is absolutely the days of Noah, guys.
And it was through our research to understand the activity of this protein Cas9 that we realized that we could harness its function as a genetic engineering technology, a way for scientists to delete or insert specific bits of DNA into cells with incredible precision that would offer opportunities to do things that really haven't been possible in the past.
What, again, CRISPR, I can't remember what the acronym of that is because I didn't plan on putting this up. I didn't have that in my notes, but it's just come to my mind. But again, if you go back and you study in some Jewish writings, like the book of, I believe it's in the book of Jasher, even in the books of 1st and 2nd Enoch, they talk about how men perform these experiments, and they would take the DNA and the cells of animals, and they would mingle it with men, and they would try to create things, and it didn't go well. I mean, you had a whole race of demigods that were half flesh and half angelic that created these, and these were these Nephilims or these giants. And because of this, God destroyed the world because of it, because of the evil that was continual in the earth. We got a whole series we did on that. But what I'm saying is today, guys, don't miss this. This, what we're seeing happening right now in China and Switzerland, and again, I don't know when they're going to fire this thing back up. But we know that it's going to be this year. They're going to fire this thing back up. And they're saying now that this is a, quote, super collider. And we're going to push beyond the bounds of physics. And they are doing everything they can in their power to recreate the, quote, Big Bang. Now, I wish I could sit here and tell you that everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be dandy. Everything's going to be great. And there's nothing to worry about. But I'm telling you guys, again, if something was to go wrong, what could be the ramifications of this? Could this produce earthquakes like we've never seen before? Could this produce geomagnetic superstorms? I don't know. Again, this goes over my pay grade. I don't understand all that, but we saw those pictures that was above CERN, and there was some weird stuff. I mean, this stuff is like straight out of X-Men or Marvel or whatever. You got stuff, you know, and I've always said movies are always precursors. It's like they're conditioning us for the real thing. There was a movie that was just came out on Netflix called Don't Look Up. One of the most terrible, worthless, horrible movies filled with language, filth. But it was, the premise of it was based on an asteroid that was going to strike the earth. And by the way, it had a political agenda behind it. And I don't want to get into all that, but I'm just saying it was an asteroid coming to earth. And these astronomers and scientists were trying to warn the governments that be and the world that this was coming. And the sad part is they got laughed to scorn, they got ridiculed, and people just blew them off. And you can hear that and watch that and say, well, that's not realistic. Really? Guys, look around, open your eyes and look. You'll talk about stuff like this today, and most people will write it off, and they'll laugh at you. They'll call you a conspiracy theorist. They'll call you a fearmonger. They'll call you an alarmist. They'll just laugh it away. Just like they did with Noah, when Noah said that the great deluge was coming. It's going to cover the earth. It's going to sweep over the mountains. The whole world's going to be flooded. Yeah, right, whatever. And it's happening again, as it were in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be at the return of the Son of Man. Let me give you this one last quote from that, and then we're going to close today. They were eating and drinking and giving in marriage. They were planting, they were sowing, they were reaping. They were living life as normal until the day, until the day the flood came, until the day fire and brimstone came out of heaven, whatever that was. Was it a comet? Was it a volcanic eruption? Whatever. But don't miss it. Life went on as normal. Jesus tells us in that scripture that all the way up to the day that he splits the eastern sky, and you and the believers who are in tune with him, that are looking for his coming, all the way to the day that they hear the voice and the shout of the archangel, life on earth will be going as normal. Eating, drinking, giving a marriage, planting, sowing, reaping, until the day. And then it will be too late. Endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Guys, that's going to be our main website. Listen, we're going to pray into this. I want to give everybody an opportunity. Maybe you've been invited to this broadcast, the rebroadcast of this, or whatever the case would be, and you're not right with the Lord, you're away from God. We want to pray for you in just a second. Until then, we want you to download our free app. This is how you keep up with this, keep up with our ministry, keep up with our podcast, keep up with our headlines. Download the app. It's free. It's on Apple. It's free. It's on Android. Download the app, get into your hands, hit push yes to push notifications. You're going to be notified of all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You're going to be notified of all of our recent podcasts, our new podcasts. You can watch them. You can listen to them. It's all there, right there at your fingertips on the app, through your phone, through your tablet, or whatever device you're using. Again, download it. It's free today. If this ministry has been a blessing to you in any form or fashion over a period of time, and it's continuing to be a blessing to you, and you'd like to sow into this ministry, support this ministry, partner with this ministry, or whatever the case would be, whatever your relationship is with our ministry and how it blesses you, we want to give you the opportunity to do that. And you can give two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order. And again, that is it. Please make that out too, if you're going to give by check or money order, to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Now listen to me before we close this broadcast. If you're watching this, listen, we are living in crazy, perilous times. Stop putting off until tomorrow what needs to be done today. Well, I would get right with God, but I know I need to get right with God, but listen, it's time to get the butt out of the way and say yes to the Lord today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. The Bible says seek the Lord while he may be found. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, right where you're at, friend, whether you're watching this, whether you're listening to this, if you're away from God, not right with God, or don't know God, I want to challenge you today, if you'll just repent of your sins. What does that even mean? It means you confess that you're a sinner. It means you confess that you cannot do things your own way. The Bible says there's a way that seems right unto me or to us, but it's not the way unto God. And there's many people to say, well, I'm not serving God and I'm not serving the devil. I'm going to do my own thing. Friend, that path will lead to hell too. We want to give you the opportunity right now, just repent of your sins, ask the Lord to forgive you, cleanse you, and wash you by his blood. Ask him to come into your heart and live in you and through you by his Holy Spirit. And the Bible says in the book of Romans that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again from on the third day, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he is Lord, then the Bible says you shall be saved. You'll be born again. And trust me, friends, regardless of whether we are going to be alive at the remaining and be caught up, or if we are to die before he comes back, we want to be right with him. That's the key. So we want to give you that opportunity. And Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every individual that falls into this category, where they're at in their walk with you, whether they're away, they're backslid, they're not where they used to be, they don't know you, I pray that you would move on their hearts right now, right where they're at, right where they're watching. Draw them unto you. You said, no man comes to the Father lest they be drawn, Lord, by the Spirit of God. And they have to come through you, Jesus. You said that you are the way, the truth, and a life. There's no other name given under heaven unto men in which we must be saved but the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today for these salvations. We thank you for these rededications in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Come on, if one person get saved, the Bible says that all of heaven rejoices. Even the angels of God stop what they're doing and they begin to rejoice. They begin to praise God and they begin to shout because you, my friend, are that important to God and to his kingdom. And we welcome you to the family in Jesus' name. Guys, we're going to sign off for today. Remember, don't forget to share this. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to hit the push notifications. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Rumble. We're on YouTube. Obviously, we're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Parler. We're on Getter, G-E-T-T-R. That's Trump's new social media outlet. We're on Gab. We're on Telegram. We're all over the place. So go find us, End Time Headlines. Look for our official logo and make sure you subscribe to us and follow us for more broadcasts like this, more encouragement. And again, want to remind you guys that we are in the process of uploading and still bringing you more of these messages from this fasting series. We've already uploaded two. We got a third one coming up, probably either tonight or tomorrow. And we've got many more coming after that. These are going to be great assets to you and great sources of equipment for those that are in a season of prayer and fasting. So we love you guys. God bless you. We're going to sign off for today. We've been on here Monday. We've been on Tuesday. We've been on Wednesday. We're going to take tomorrow off. And then we're going to be back on here on Friday to close out the week. So until then, we'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.